What's going on? My name is Will, and I have the honor and the privilege as serving as one of the leaders here at Transformation Church. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in from wherever you are watching from. And if you haven't already, be sure to like and subscribe. We believe that God has such an incredible word for you today. So let's jump into this amazing message. This is week one of a series we're calling, somebody shout it at me, Fresh Fruit. Does anybody love fresh fruit? Now, maybe I should ask, does anybody like stale fruit? Because sometimes you can find the value of something in the opposite. Because if somebody offered you something that was dull and nasty, your response would be no thank you. But when somebody offers you something, everybody shout at me, fresh. It changes the dynamic of how you approach it. Today, as we start this brand new series, I want to let you know that God has given us a word as a church. And for the year of 2024, prophetically, we are declaring that this is the year of what? Fruit. Say it again. Fruit. Say it with faith. Fruit. I'm talking about fruit in every area of your life. Only 13 people believed it, but I'm going to say it one more time. I'm talking about fruit in every area of your life. And over the next 9 weeks, all the way up to Easter, I'm just going to be sharing this thing that God has given me to release to the body of Christ. And I'm going to go ahead and give you a spoiler alert. I'm not talking about the fruits of the Spirit none of these 9 weeks. No, don't, you need those. Don't yell for that. What I'm gonna do that. She was like, no, thank you, God. We're not talking about your word. Hold on, listen. What I'm trying to say is I believe God's given me fresh revelation to build up the idea of why we need fruit in our lives more than ever before. Great. And then in the fall, From September to Christmas, I'ma wear out the fruits of the Spirit. And I'm telling y'all the things that God is already showing me for 9 months from now. But I gotta start building value today. So John 15, 16 is gonna be our anchor scripture, and I got 27 minutes to do this in, so I need y'all to rock with me. I'ma whip through this, but it's so dense and packed that this fruit is juicy. And you're going to have some dripping, okay? You're going to have to go back this week. John 15, 16. This is Jesus talking. This is our anchor scripture for the year. Look at him talking to you so strong. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Yes, sir. Pastor Charles so eloquently coined at conference, God chose me. And today Jesus is saying that, and he's saying, I chose you, and watch this, I appointed you. Why did God appoint me? I mean, there could be a lot of reasons why he appointed me, why he put me in position, why he said you, why he said your name, why he said this family, why he said this era. I appointed you for one reason, so that you might go and bear fruit. I was expecting something else there. But God said, you ain't choose me, I chose you. And I chose you for one reason, bear fruit. That is so strong. And then he doubles down and he said, I don't just want any type of fruit. I want fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. Somebody shout at me, fruit. When God gave me this on July 3rd, I wrote it down. And these words came out on my iMessage. It said, fruit stands for faith repeating until it transforms. You want to see fruit? You're going to have to use your faith over and over, repeating until whatever you put in the ground starts transforming. And many of us get lost and left behind because we want fruit and we don't want to plant nothing. I can't stay here today, But what I want to let you know is that you can't be fruitful if you're seedless. I'm gonna say it one more time because some of y'all, somebody sneezed over there and you missed it. You cannot be fruitful if you are seedless. And in this series, I'm gonna teach you how to take the seeds that God's already planted on the inside of you and plant them somewhere and watch it and water it and pray over it and wait on it. And it will be your faith repeating until it transforms. I was gonna just name this series Fruit, but the Holy Spirit said, I don't want it to be stale. People, if you name the series Fruit, they're gonna think they already know what I'm saying. Oh, fruit. Fruit has been love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. They're going to hit the religious hierarchy on this series. He said, but nobody can argue with something that's fresh. And so then I begin to look at that word fresh. And then I was thinking about my own life. And in this last season, as I've transitioned in sizes in my clothes, practically, I've been giving away a lot of clothes. And, you know, I've been giving away a lot of clothes with tags on them, with inboxes and all that other stuff. And you know, when you're in the moment giving away the clothes, it becomes overwhelming because you're frustrated that you're even dealing with this. And so you start looking at stuff differently and you're like, no, just give it away, just give it away, just give it away, give it away. And then I've come into a couple of places and I've seen some people with the clothes I discarded on. And for some reason, it was more appealing to me on them than it was on the rack. And I was trying to figure out why I liked my clothes again that I gave away. It's because whatever they put it with, however they matched it, however they wore it, their own swag and energy, it wasn't new because I gave it to them. It was old to me. But the way they put it together was fresh. They had a fresh perspective on it. They had a fresh outlook on it. They had a fresh idea about how to wear this. And I want to know, is the place that God is bringing you into in 2024, is this a place that's supposed to be new? Or is it a place that God desires to take what is already there and make it fresh? Okay. I was telling my friend that next week I'm preaching the vision series in this for our church. But I couldn't do it without laying the foundation of what fresh looks like. Because next week I'm going to share the vision of this church. And I want to let you know it's not new. But it's fresh. The way that God has given me what this church is about to do and how you play a part in it is so fresh, but it's still representing God to the lost and found for transformation in Christ. It's not new, it's fresh. Why do you keep saying that? Because it's the title of my message. It's not new. It's fresh. You're going to go back to your apartment today, and you're going to stop begging for another house. You're going to look around what you already have and say, God, give me fresh vision for what you have for me in here, because you know what? I don't need nothing new. If I just would get a fresh perspective on what God has already trusted in my hand, it can change and transform into something completely different. Somebody say, it's not new. It's fresh. When I told this friend that I was about to do a vision series next week, he said, bro, you need to go check out that new Apple Vision Pro. And I said, what you talking about? He said, Apple just put out some crazy technology. You need to see it. And I said, why do I need to see that? I'm a grown man. I don't need that. And he was like, yeah, just go see. So my wife was shopping the other night. And I just, you know, she's in the lady store. And I was like, I don't want to go in here with you. I'm going to go over to the Apple store. I went to the Apple store, and I asked for a demo of this new little situation. And I know I have kids, but they disappeared. I put the goggles on. Ava and Bella were there. And then for 35 minutes, I was in this world. Matter of fact, y'all, they got me. Bring them here real quick. Hurry, 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 hurry. Bring them here, because I want to show you what the Lord did for me. take that. Here. I went, and I want to make a confession to my wife because I don't think she knew I had these. They got me. Because I went into that store, and I put on these goggles, and the technology that is in these things, I know y'all looking at me crazy right now, but I'm looking at you crazy. Because I can see everything, but now I can see everything with other things in front of it. Like Black Panther is playing right here. You're laughing, but I'm watching a movie and not paying attention to you laughing at me. My iMessage is right here. I'm about to FaceTime somebody right here. And I'm literally looking at all of these things. Oh my gosh. This looks crazy to you. But to me, I'm actually sending things. You're laughing, but I just sent somebody money. Yeah, I have full surround sound on right now. I'm really trying not to get distracted, but I am. Wow. Somebody told me, yeah, get the new goggles. And as I walked out and they said new goggles, I started to think, this technology is not new. It's, this is just pictures and video and goggles and text messages. But because somebody got a fresh perspective on what was already available, the value of what was regular went up tremendously. Wow. Now the church has been asking God to do something new for years when he said, if you would just take what I've already given you and ask for a fresh revelation, fresh fire, fresh anointing, it would be something that would become valuable not just to you, but to the whole world. And what does the church do? We take these goggles off and we put these on. You're laughing, so is the culture. We're in an environment that is changing the way I talk. I don't even need these in this environment. I walk into the restaurant with antiquated love. Walk into the business place, filled with the Holy Spirit, no kindness. And I begin to think, my last 17 minutes, God, could you be trying to do something to let us know that you're not going to do a new thing? You want to do a fresh thing. And when I looked at this technology, and literally my friends were all tripping out over the technology, some of them started hating. Why do you need that? This word is going to take over the world. You're hating because you don't have it. You're hating because you've never experienced what's on the other side of something fresh. And I just wanted to build the value today before I give you fresh vision next week. That if you don't stop desiring new, you will discount what God's trying to do in the place you're already at. Okay. Write this down. A life with Christ is not about what I get that's new. It's about what I keep fresh. I don't need nothing new in Christ after I get salvation. I just gotta keep my prayer life fresh. My community fresh. My ability to be transparent fresh. And some of y'all's ability to be honest is stale and crusty. And so God says, tell the truth to your brother. God says, join a small group. God says, go write that book. And you have not done your part in the equation of the Christian life. You have not kept your relationship with him fresh. So I go to other things looking for something new. And God said, you ain't prayed to me in 2 years. No, you've begged me for things and asked me to save you, but a relationship that's fresh? You don't care to spend time with me. You care that I save you. Ecclesiastes 1:9. The things that have been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. You know, the Bible try to make you confused. It'll bring it together right here. And there is no new thing under the sun. What has been is what will be. And what has been done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. So if there's nothing new under the sun, why does God want to have a fresh relationship with me? He says, because I have revealed truth or revelation under what you think is regular. I will use a hard situation, and if you keep your relationship with me fresh, I'll make you into a person you never thought possible. When me and my wife got the diagnosis with our son having autism, I thought it was the worst thing that ever happened to us, and it sucks. But who I've become? Having to go to God daily to stay fresh just to get back in the race, to be able to believe him? There was something under what I thought was normal that made me, somebody shout at me, fresh. And this is what I need to be able to pinpoint real quick, because I'm gonna come for you just for 1 second. Culture desires new. Christ desires fresh. If you keep going to culture and you keep doing it, what's new on the feed? What's the next thing? Who's putting out a new song? I'm just submitting to you that God might not want to do nothing new in 2024. What if he took everything you already got and gave you a fresh perspective, a fresh spirit, a fresh attitude on it? You don't need a new marriage. You need a fresh marriage. You don't need a new car. Someone like, Pastor, you don't even know if my car, you, the situation. Someone's like, I might need a new car. But I'm saying, what if stewardship is a real thing to God? And what if the way you're taking care of what you don't see value in is part of the timeline of when something fresh is coming? All I'm saying to you is, I don't want you to get played like Michael Jordan's shoe company is playing all of us. Somebody like, what? This man hasn't played basketball in decades, but has $1 billion shoe industry. And you know what they do? They take the shoes that are old and they tell you that they're reimagined. And they give them to you, and people stand in line to buy the same old thing. And they call them what? Retro. Y'all know what that word means? Old. Oh, you get them retro? You get the old? Is that what you're saying to me? And they have made billions of dollars selling old things to people with new excitement. Could it be that you have been sold by the enemy? I'm done with that relationship. And now you have a reimagined one? but it looks just like the old one with a different name. The reimagined Ricky. And you showing up. Hey, bro, you see these new, I got the A. Hey. All these old things. And somebody is like, Pastor Mike, what are you saying? If you don't look for fresh, you'll settle for old. The enemy would love for you to buy the old thing with new excitement. But I'm not falling for it this year. Somebody say, I want what's fresh. No, say it like you mean it with faith. I want what's fresh. Write this down. Because I have Jesus, I don't need something new. I need something fresh. You're going to look back over these notes, and it's going to be the same thing with small nuances. Because what God is trying to get you to understand is the fruit he wants in your life, he does not want the fruit your mom and him had. I'm not saying that what they had wasn't good. But if you still living off their prayers, and the only scriptures you know is the three that they told you, and the one you got tatted across your stomach, God's saying, I want to give you fresh rhema. I want to give you word. I want to give you my heart. I want to give you my mind. Somebody yell at me, fresh. Okay, Corinthians 5:17. This is very important. This is why I'm trying to get this into you, that God wants to do something fresh in you. Somebody just say, God wants to do something fresh in me. Ugh. Because the time he does something new is at salvation. Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed, and the new, behold, the new has what? Spiritually, you are new at the point you are saved. But I gotta keep my prayer life fresh. I gotta keep my accountability fresh. I gotta keep my community fresh. I gotta keep my heart to give fresh. Have you ever been real generous in one season and stingy in another? Why is that? Because something in me did not do what was necessary to keep it fresh. Perfect example is that of this is if you ever work out really hard for a season and then you take 4 months off, it's almost as if you never ever did anything. It's because you didn't keep the muscles. This revelation, watch this. This is what I want you to go home with today. And then I'm gonna share vision with you next week, but I need you to get this. This revelation lets you know where you're at and what you have is enough. And this is the place where most of us are not, watch this word, content. The reason you have so much anxiety, the reason why you're trying to find where we at, we outside, where we going on vacation, who's this, where's my new job, where's my new bae, where's my new, it's cuffing season, all of these, all of that. What's the new trend? What's the new TikTok? What new weave am I getting? What wig is it? Am I getting Priscilla or am I getting Paris? What are you trying to do? I need a new look. I need a new... Why are you doing all of that? Because you're actually not content. And you cannot be content with a mind that thinks here is not enough. This is hard for me to preach because literally the Lord had to strip me for 2 years. And I'll talk about the pruning season when you want fresh fruit. But he had to strip me for 2 years to let me realize that here is enough. If nobody else comes to our church, whoever shows up, it's enough. If the songs never get out, but we just had that experience that we just had in this place today. Somebody say it's enough. This is going to release you so that you can have fresh fruit in your life. Where you're at is enough. And even when I say that, some of y'all got mad. Because I serve a God that can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all I ask, think, or imagine. He can do that, but if he doesn't, is he still good? Is he still worthy? Does he still deserve your devotion? And so many of us want a new word from God, a new thing from God, and he is begging you. Would you let me just give you a fresh perspective on what I've already placed in your hands? Because what is not new can feel new. Some of the best gifts I've ever gotten were not things that came fresh out of the store. It was stuff that other people had. That they said, man, this watch would look good on you. And they gave it to me. I was like, this watch does look good on me. And the value was put there because it was not new to them, but it was fresh to me. Matthew chapter 9, verse 14, this is where we're going to end today. Ooh, the disciples are asked about fasting while Jesus is sitting there. And these people of the day are trying to do things to make religious status instead of doing the things that were asked of them. So there was only one fast that they needed to do, but they started doing it as a ritual to actually boost their confidence and their view in other people's eyes. So they asked Jesus, why your disciples not fasting? And Jesus said, bro, let me break this down with a parable real quick. Matthew chapter 9, verse 14, and no one puts new wine into old wineskins. For the old skins would burst from the pressure, spilling the wine and ruining the skins. New wine, watch this, is stored in new wineskins so that both are preserved. Hold on. God wants to do something new, but he wants to put it in something fresh. If God is going to pour new wine into our lives, he's not going to pour it into old vessels. You want a new thing from God? You need a new vessel. Let me prove it to you. So I did a little Greek and Hebrew study on this right here. That word that says new wine is stored in new wineskins. New wine, the Greek word is neos, and that means not fully developed. So it's saying the not fully developed wine cannot be stored, and then it uses the same word new right here, but this is the Greek word Kaonos. And I don't even know the right pronunciation, but that feels good. Kaonos. And I'll put it up later. But that word translates to fresh. So in the original translation, it says new wine is stored in new wineskins. This is why we got to study our Bible. What it really is saying is not fully developed wine cannot be stored or has to be stored in fresh vessels. I'm gonna say it one more time. The new wine that God wants to pour has to be stored in fresh vessels. Or, watch this, the vessel breaks. The reason why this is so important, because everybody's crying out for something new. God, I want my business to crack off this year. God, I want my relationship. He said, if I give it to you with that old vessel, if I give you what I got it for you. I'm not short on what I have for Transformation Church. I'm not short on what I have for your marriage. I'm not short on what I have for your life. But if I give you this new juice with that old wineskin, God's not pouring new unless the vessel is fresh. That's all I came to tell you today. Next week, I'm going to pour some fresh vision into you that I believe that is going to literally not just transform our lives, it's going to transform the world. But I needed to come let you know today that if you approach next Sunday's vision that God has poured into me and is going to pour into you with old wineskin, I just came to warn you, it might break you. Y'all don't listen to the word. It might be the thing that makes it bah. Or we can decide today, Lord, give me a fresh perspective. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, have your way. That's not a song. That's me renewing my mind so that I can have a fresh vessel to receive everything God has for me. Write this down, because some of y'all are like, well, why would God give us something new that would not be able to be held within who I am today? Because the thing you have to realize is just like back in that day, new wine had a property that would expand. So if the vessel did not have the ability to expand with it, it would actually put pressure on it to the point where it would break. God's saying, if you're not flexible in this next year to be able to expand with what I'm doing, that's not a part of your personality type, that you've never seen anybody do in your family, that's outside of your comfort zone. Man, that's a lot of black people that go there, and you was raised with all white people. What I'm saying to you is, if you don't stretch, you won't be able to hold what's fresh. And God's requirement for fresh is not a limitation. It's for preservation. He doesn't want to waste the wine. What God's about to pour into your life, he doesn't want it to waste. So he's telling you, change the vessel. Wake up earlier. Get in your word. Stop talking to them. Change the vessel. Don't watch that no more. Delete that social media account. I had to delete a very famous rapper who used to be a Christian rapper kinda for a season and has made a transition and is posting very lewd pictures on their Instagram. And the first thing I wake up into the morning is his wife half naked. Now, I could have been like, ah, man, my man going through praying for him. I'm doing all of that. But to keep this vessel together, delete, block, and y'all know who I'm talking about, because you're still following them. I'm not talking about being popular. I'm talking about being pure. I'm talking about being ready as a vessel to be able to hold what God has for you. And you're going to be crying that God didn't do what he said. He said, no, you wasted the wine. I want this thing to be fresh. And I can't put what's new in something that's old. What if this year we got familiar with fresh? Pastor Mike, how do you stay fresh? This is it. Gratitude. How do you stay fresh? Gratitude. Gratitude is the gateway to a fresh perspective. Everything in your life that you hate, act like it wasn't there. And act like you never had it. You hate that house, but act like God didn't come through for you so that you couldn't even have a house that you hate right now. You could be living with your in-laws. I love you, Mama Dana, but I'm not living with you no more. When you begin to become thankful, when you begin to become thankful for what God has already done, it becomes the gateway into you actually living a life that is fresh. And the truth of the matter, I came to tell everybody that God really wants to do something in us this year. But if our gratitude doesn't come to another level, we will have the wrong perspective on what God is asking us to enjoy. And we will be calling that thing something that we have to endure because we have the wrong perspective. I can tell how I'm preaching right now and how quiet it is in this room that y'all wish I came in here and tell you, this year fresh fruit is new, everything new. And I came to tell you that in Christ, it's fresh. Psalms 104. Enter his gates with and go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. I found it in the Message version. Look at this. Enter with the password, thank you. Write this down. The passcode to the presence of God is thank you. Thank you for this marriage. I know it's hard right now, God, and I know that we're not seeing eye to eye, but thank you that you gave me somebody to work on it with. Father, thank you for these kids. They look like me and they act like the devil. But Lord, at this moment, I thank you that you trusted me to raise them, to know you. Father, thank you for this hard situation. Thank you that I found out about the diagnosis and it didn't just take me out suddenly. I'm just saying, I don't want it. But God, thank you for this job. I know it's not the final thing for me, but Father, there are people right now that don't have anything. I thank you for what you're teaching me in this. Like, the password to God's presence is what? Thank you. So next week, I'm going to share some vision. I'm going to pour some wine in. But the only people that will be able to receive it is those who don't want something new, but people who are okay with fresh. Stand up all over this building, please.
Amen.
Yeah. Can we just lift our hands and ask God for a fresh perspective? Come on, hands lifted. God, I thank you that today we don't need nothing new. Today we need a fresh word, fresh vision, fresh relationships, fresh passion. God, today we need fresh wisdom. Come on, hands lifted right there, come on. Father, right now we need something from you. Something that doesn't come from new. We want you to take over and reign over, Father. So today we're calling on Yahweh. For every person that is under the sound of my voice, Father, I pray that this year would be a year of fresh fruit. That everything that they produce in their life would be something, Father, that is not old, not stale, not something from a last season, but it'll be something that you will give them every single day. Father, thank you for fresh fruit in relationships. Fresh fruit in parenting, fresh fruit in ideas, fresh fruit in knowing what you're trying to do. Father, I pray that we would become, Father God, enamored with what you can do with what's already there. Let us divorce culture's idea that new is better. God, we commit to being new wineskins, fresh wineskins. Show us the areas, Father God, that we have walked away from what you desire for us. And God, I thank you that everything in everybody's life that is a part of their purpose will become fresh again. Fresh passion this year. Fresh prayer life. Fresh love. Fresh joy. Fresh peace. Fresh patience, God. Come on, y'all. Today, God, we are making a decision that we'll use whatever you've placed in our hands. And if your hands are on top of our hands, we know there's anything. There's nothing that's impossible. Today, if you're in this room, I feel this very strong. God wants to offer you a new life by accepting Jesus Christ so you can have a fresh outlook on everything. And I'm telling you, this is the thing that transformed my life. If you want to accept Jesus in this place, any man that be in Christ, he is a new creation. It's going to give you a fresh outlook on everything. I need everybody to start praying right now. Because there are people in here that what better thing could you have at the beginning of 2024 is a fresh way of living. Something that changes you from the inside out. If you're in here and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I'm telling you, this is the vessel that he wants to use, you. He chooses to do something with you that is unlike anything else in this world. And he wants to live, walk, talk, lead, guide. He wants to give you everything that you need to live this life successfully. If that's you, on a count of three, I want you to lift your hands. And this is the decision that took me from being a liar, manipulator, addicted to pornography, all kinds of crazy stuff. And it didn't make me perfect, but it allowed me to become a man that's progressing. If that's you, and you want that in this room or watching online, I just want you to lift your hand. This is a holy moment because God is renewing somebody right now. One, you're making the greatest decision of your life. Two, I'm proud of you, but more than that, your name is gonna be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Three, I see hands already right there. Put your hand up. I see you, my brother. I see you, my brother. I see, oh, y'all, come on, Transformation Church. I see you. I see you. I see you. But more than I see you, God sees you online. Hey, listen, Transformation Church, you know we're a family. Nobody prays alone. Would everybody lift their hands right now? Father, we thank you for who you are. Ah, and I thank you for a fresh start today. Father, I declare and I believe that even in this place right now, Father, for what you did on the cross, it gives us the ability to walk in a fresh life. So I want everybody to repeat after me. Say, God, thank you for sending Jesus just for me. Today, I give you my life. I believe you lived, you died, and you rose again just for me. Today, I want a new start. Change me, renew me, transform me. I'm yours in Jesus' name. I will live with fresh fruit in every area of my life in Jesus' name. Can we shout unto God with a voice of trust? Oh, come on, y'all. This is the real reason we come. Listen, if you just made that decision, I want you to click the QR code on the screen. If the worship team would come up, I feel there's a moment that God is about to renew. Somebody's gonna run out. I know you gotta go, but maybe there's just a few moments in the presence of God that's gonna renew you. And I'm gonna have y'all sing Yahweh again just from that chorus. But I'm telling everybody under the sound of my voice, next week changes everything. Come in here with fresh vessels. Fresh vessels. Fresh vessels to be able to ready to receive. Father, I thank you for every person that came today. Bless them is my prayer. Father, I thank you that their lives would be transformed. And this week, everything stale and dull in their life, they would throw it away and they would only work with what you are calling fresh. Have your way is our prayer in Jesus' name. If you need prayer for anything, we have Wednesday night prayer and then we got prayer in here today. If you need prayer, the altar workers are gonna come to the front and I don't want you to leave this place because some of y'all are hungering for something. I can hear it, I can sense it. I don't care how much money you have in the bank. Others have to go. Do not be pressured to leave the presence of God. If you need something right now, if somebody was giving away money, couldn't nobody let me leave? They couldn't make me leave. And if God is giving you a fresh perspective, a fresh desire, I just want you to raise your hands and just say Yahweh. Come on, just lift your hands. Say Yahweh.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged you. Here at Transformation Church, our vision is to represent God to the lost and the found for transformation in Christ. And if you would like to partner with us in giving, you can text GIVE to 828282 or you can visit on our website. Also, be sure to subscribe and check out all the other incredible sermons available, as well as watching our live Sunday experience that begins at 10:45 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, go out and live a transformed life.